Big shows on January 6th get bigger. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Thursday, December 17th, 2020. This update is sponsored by Fight Underground. Search for it on Facebook to see the new fight between Colossal Mike Law and the Masked Bandit. We'll have the results from last night's NXT, AEW Dynamite, and MLW Fusion in a moment. But first, charges could soon be filed in the death of Hana Kimura. The Japan Times reports the suspect is a man in his 20s from Osaka, accused of cyberbullying. The 22-year-old Kimura was found dead at her home back in May. Now let's get to the results from Wednesday night.
WWE.
Kyle O'Reilly will get another shot at Finn Balor's NXT Championship. O'Reilly beat Pete Dunne on last night's NXT. Balor O'Reilly 2 will go down at NXT's New Year's Evil special on January 6th. Also added to that show, Damian Priest versus Karrion Kross, who got a quick win last night in his return to in-ring action. In the main event on last night's NXT, Toni Storm beat Rhea Ripley with a little help from Raquel Gonzalez.
AEW.
AEW also making some big matches for the coming weeks. Kenny Omega will defend the AEW Championship for the first time on the December 30th edition of Dynamite. His opponent will be Rey Fénix. That announcement came after Omega beat Joey Janela on last night's Dynamite. Also last night, The Acclaimed, in their first match on Dynamite, beat SCU. Afterward, The Acclaimed challenged the Young Bucks to a tag title match. That'll happen on next Wednesday's Dynamite. Another up-and-coming tag team, Top Flight. They were on the losing end of a 12-man tag against the Inner Circle, but they'll get another shot. They're going to challenge Chris Jericho and MJF next week. A quick reminder that Dynamite is a late start next week after NBA basketball. A couple more notes from last night. Cody and Brandi Rhodes announced they're expecting a child. Then Cody beat Angelico. Afterward, Team Taz confronted Cody, only to be run off by Sting. And also, Matt Hardy and Private Party beat Hangman Page and the Dark Order's John Silver and Alex Reynolds.
Impact Wrestling.
When did Impact Wrestling champion Rich Swann find out that Kenny Omega was coming to his promotion?
I heard about it maybe about a week or so before things were going to start to unfold and things were about to happen, and I was very excited.
That's Swann speaking on Wrestling Observer Live. Meanwhile, Impact Executive Vice President Don Callis fielded questions on the company's Press Pass podcast. Not many straight answers, as Callis stuck mainly to his on-air persona, but he did have an interesting answer after being asked how Omega's presence could alter Impact's existing plans for 2021.
Kudos to Impact Wrestling for recognizing, and Scott D'Amore is a very smart guy, recognizing that you got lightning in the bottle. And I am very happy to take the company that I love on that rocket ship ride with Kenny Omega and Don Callis.
Callis also said he has no plan to reintroduce fans at Impact TV tapings, but he also added that his responsibilities do not normally involve, quote, that sort of stuff, end quote. An absolute shocker on MLW Fusion, and it was presented by Selena De La Renta.
Every temple, every arena, burn to the ground! Mil Muertes is coming.
That clip from last night's Fusion, as De La Renta teased the imminent arrival of former Lucha Underground star Mil Muertes in MLW. Elsewhere, Tom Lawler beat ACH to advance to the Upper Cup Finals. Lawler is going to face Low Key on next Wednesday's Fusion, and a big match made for MLW's Kings of Coliseum special on January 6th. Alex Hammerstone will defend the National Openweight Championship against the Black Hand of Contra, Mads Kruger. Finally, the NWA looking to ramp up production in the new year, according to its women's champion, Serena Deeb.
NWA is probably starting back up again with some tapings in January or early next year, and I'm excited to go over there and just get in the ring with some different women.
Serena Deeb speaking on that hashtag show. And that's Just Pro Wrestling News for Thursday, December 17th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow. so be sure to subscribe and also leave a glowing rating or review. We do appreciate it. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.